Today on Flashpoints, The Fire and the Word, a history of the Zapatista movement, and Michael Parenti on his stunning new book, Contrary Notions, The Michael Parenti Reader. I'm Dennis Bernstein with Alejandro Reyes. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein, and we are honored. Now, this is a very special day for us here. Usually we do the whole thing with Francisco Arreata. He's south of the border now, but we have somebody who's north of the border for the moment, Alejandro Reyes. He's a regular contributor on Friday, and he is going to introduce us to a book and a very special guest. As welcome, Alejandro.
Good afternoon, Dennis. It's very good to be here with you.
I'm so glad you... I know you have an incredibly busy schedule. There's a wonderful event scheduled up north for La Onda Bajita. But we were hoping to get a little bit of this here on Flashpoints because on Fridays we pay attention to the region and the hemisphere, so it's very important to us. Tell us about the tour and the book and who we're about to meet.
All right. Well, we're talking about a book called The Fire and the Word, which has just been published by City Lights in both versions, both English and Spanish.
Perfect.
Written by journalist and longtime activist Gloria Muñoz Ramírez, who has been very active covering the Zapatista movement. She arrived in Chiapas on January 3rd, 1994, and since then she's been covering the Zapatista movement. In 2003, she wrote this book as part of a campaign that was initiated by the magazine, Mexican magazine Rebeldía, a magazine that has worked very closely trying to spread out the word of the Zapatista movement. Why this campaign in 2003? Two very important anniversaries of the Zapatistas. The 20th anniversary of the formal foundation of the Zapatista Army of National Liberation on November 17, 1983, and the 10-year anniversary since the armed uprising on January 1st, 1994. In the context of these two anniversaries, what they do is they initiate this campaign. It is a cultural and informational campaign, part of which is a book, is one of the most representative books of the history of the Zapatistas. And Gloria will be talking about what the book is about and what the campaign is, what the campaign involves. The campaign also consists of other materials, among them a musical collection that is certainly the best collection of Zapatista or Zapatista-inspired music in the world. It consists of four CDs, 80 songs, of Zapatistas themselves, but also rock, ska, punk, trova, what have you.
Wow.
In terms of Mexican groups, and also groups from every country that you can imagine. And there were posters created. There was a photographic exhibit, the largest photographic exhibit in Zapatista history. 69 photographers from all over the world who have been covering Zapatista movement, and called 69 Gazes Against Polyphemus. That exhibit is being exhibited here in the Bay Area, a part of it, for the first time leaving Mexico. And there was video production. Anyway, a campaign that has been created all these materials to bring the story closer to the people, and especially young people, and which has traveled many countries. This book has been presented in over 150 cities throughout the world, translated in 11 languages. For the first time, it arrives here in the
U.S. Amazing thing in that context is when they went public, it was a global event. It was amazing how it reverberated from one end of this world to the other.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Zapatistas were first, perhaps in the first day or so, believed to be an indigenous movement, revindicating indigenous demands in Mexico, and that's how the government had wanted to place them, you know, these indigenous group. Well, first they said there were foreigners behind them and so on. Right. When they couldn't say that anymore, they said, well, this is, a small indigenous problem in the south of Mexico. They tried to keep it as such. In fact, this became a worldwide movement that has inspired people to struggle for their own demands in their own communities, in their own realities, everywhere in the world, thinking that it is possible to take one's life in one's hands.
Well, before we bring in Gloria Muñoz Ramirez, you have been traveling with the Zapatistas. You've been on top of this movement. I just want to ask you, what was among the most surprising things in this tour? What did you learn? What did you not know?
In terms of this tour? One of the things is the response from people in different places. I've had the opportunity to accompany this campaign. It started on February 11th in San Diego, and I've been able to accompany it here in California, and seeing some of the struggles, the local struggles of very, very, very difficult situation that we're living here in this country that is often invisible, and being able to see how people are managing to take this experience, what Zapatistas are doing in their communities, and applying it to their own reality and finding hope in it, seeing that it is possible to create a different world.
All right. Well, I would like to begin. I'm going to ask the first question, and welcome Gloria Muñoz Ramirez.
You know, we're going to have to do this in a translation.
Sí.
So, Gloria, buenas tardes. Aquí Dennis te está dando la bienvenida a Flashpoint.
We are honored to have you amongst us, even electronically.
Estamos muy contentos de tenerte aquí con nosotros, aunque sea electrónicamente.
And I want to turn it over to you, and if you could ask the questions, because you know the book, you're familiar with the work, and as a co-host here of Flashpoints en Español, ask the questions in inglés, es posible para explain, and then translate.
Sure. I'm going to be asking Gloria to speak a little bit about what the book is about, what it is composed of, what is what its intention
and
is.
And the core and the heart of the
movement. You know, what is. Gloria, hola nuevamente.
Sí, buenas tardes a todos y muchísimas gracias por abrir el espacio de Flashpoint al fuego y la palabra.
Okay, she's thanking all of us for opening up the space to the fire and the word. Y la pregunta que tenemos, hemos estado hablando sobre lo que es la campaña, la intención de la campaña, y queríamos ver si nos puedes dar una descripción sobre el libro, de qué trata el libro, cómo está organizado y cuál es su intención.
Claro que sí. Bueno, en primer parte, el libro, como tú ya lo explicaste, forma parte de una campaña, es decir, forma parte de una serie de materiales que se están presentando en Estados Unidos con el objetivo de seguir acercando la historia del movimiento zapatista a la gente aquí en Estados Unidos y curiosamente a los más jóvenes.
The book, I'm going to be translating the answers. The book is part of a campaign. It doesn't come alone. It is a campaign that consists of a number of materials, which is presented here in the United States for the first time, and whose main purpose is to bring the history of the Zapatistas closer, particularly to youth.
El libro contiene cuatro apartados de manera muy clara, cuatro capítulos. La primera parte trata de la formación del Ejército Zapatista de Liberación Nacional desde el momento de su fundación, en 1983, hasta 1993, es decir, los 10 años en los que se construye el STLN en las montañas del sureste mexicano.
The book has four main parts, the first of which is one that covers a period of 10 years from 1983, from its formal foundation in November 1983, till December of 1993, right before the armed uprising, that is the period of the organization, the clandestine organization of the army.
El STLN se funda el 17 de noviembre de 1983 y se da a conocer 10 años después con la guerra declarada al gobierno y al ejército mexicano el 1 de enero de 1994.
The Zapatista Army is founded on November 17, 1983 and is known to the world 10 years later on January 1, 1994.
Bueno, hombres y mujeres que forman parte de este proceso de organización clandestina durante 10 años dan su testimonio en el libro que estamos presentando y nos explican la manera en que se organizaron familia por familia, pueblo por pueblo en el territorio de Chiapas.
Men and women belonging to this clandestine organization during these 10 years, people that participated in this clandestine organization during these 10 years, give us their testimony on how they went about organizing family by family, community by community, person by person.
La segunda parte del libro arranca justamente donde termina este periodo organizativo y empieza la lucha pública del STLN con la declaración de guerra que dieron a conocer el 1 de enero de 1994.
The second part of this book is the public phase of the struggle, which begins on January 1st, 1994, when the Zapatista army declares war on the Mexican government.
Before she goes to the third part, could you ask her, how did the Zapatistas decide when it was time, when it was the right time to go public?
Una pregunta antes de continuar con el libro. ¿Cómo decidieron los Zapatistas cuándo era el momento apropiado para salir a la luz pública?
Ellos decidieron, esta es una pregunta muy interesante porque a través de ella vamos a explicar cómo se organizan los pueblos dentro del STLN.
This is a very interesting question because through this question we can explain how it is that the communities organize within the EZLN.
Estamos hablando de unos pueblos que deciden democráticamente el inicio de la guerra. Pueblo por pueblo realizan asambleas comunitarias en los que se vota a favor o en contra del inicio de la guerra.
We're talking about communities that democratically decide when the war will start. They organize assemblies town by town, community by community to vote and to decide on when it is that they want to start and whether or not they want to start a war.
Este proceso de consulta tarda un año en organizarse y es en el año de 1992.
This process of consultation took a year to be organized and it happened in 1992.
Justo cuando se están celebrando en algunos lugares como en España la conquista de América, los 500 años de la conquista.
Precisely at a moment where in some places, like in Spain, the 500 years of the conquest of the discovery of America is being celebrated.
Bueno, en este periodo, insisto, se organiza un año de consulta en el que acuerdan que en enero, que en 1994, todavía no deciden el mes, que en 1994 van a iniciar la guerra y van a dar a conocer sus demandas.
During this process, they decide that in 1994, they don't know still the precise date, that in 1994, in this consultation 92, they decide that they will start the war.
Este es un proceso muy muy interesante porque estamos hablando de un ejército que tiene sus decisiones en los pueblos, es decir, que las decisiones se toman de abajo hacia arriba y no al revés, como sería regularmente cualquier ejército.
And this is a very interesting process because this means that we have an army whose decisions are made by the people down below and not in a top-down situation, as is the case in most armies where the decisions are made up above.
All right, that's a big difference.
Es una gran diferencia, ¿no?
Y justamente es en 1994 donde arranca el segundo capítulo del libro y que se refiere al caminar de más de 10 años de lucha pública del STLN.
And precisely it is in January 1st, 1994, when the second part of this book begins, that refers to the over more than 10 years of public struggle of the EZLN.
Aquí ofrecemos una especie de bitácora o reseña de lo que han sido más de 10 años de encuentros, de desencuentros, con diversos movimientos, colectivos, organizaciones de México y del mundo.
And here we have a sort of chronology that gives an account of the over 10 years of encounters and misencounters with social groups and social movements in Mexico and in the world.
Se habla de las intenciones de su lucha, también se habla de las movilizaciones que han convocado, de la negociación que han sostenido, que sostuvieron con el gobierno federal.
We speak about the purpose of the struggle, the mobilizations that they have called for, the negotiations with the federal government.
De los encuentros convocados a nivel internacional en su lucha contra la globalización.
Of the encounters called for at an international level in their struggle against globalization.
Y bueno, y finalmente la tercera parte es una entrevista con nuestro comandante Marcos, el vocero y jefe militar del STLN.
The third part is an interview with subcomandante Marcos, who is the spokesperson for the movement.
en donde él hace un balance de lo que fueron los primeros 20 años de la fundación del EZLN y los primeros 10 años de lucha pública del 94 al 2003.
Where he gives an evaluation of what were the first 20 years of organization of the EZLN and the 10 first years of public struggle.
Marcos habla de los errores del EZLN, de lo aprendido, de la experiencia de la lucha zapatista en los pueblos, y ubica precisamente estos pueblos como columna vertebral del movimiento.
He speaks of the mistakes, of what they've learned, of their experience organizing with the communities, and he speaks about the communities precisely as the vertical spine, the column that sustains the entire movement.
What was the biggest mistake?
¿Cuál fue el más grande error?
Su comandante Marcos enuncia que más que un error que ese posteriormente se juzgará en otro momento, ellos hablan de lo que el EZLN hizo y no volverían a hacer.
More than a mistake, he speaks of something that would later be judged, which is what is it that the Zapatista did that they would not do again?
Yes.
Y él dice que lo que ya no volverían a repetir es precisamente permitir la dimensión de la figura de Marcos por el resto del movimiento.
And he says that precisely what they would not do again was to allow the person of Marcos or the image of Marcos to acquire such a large dimension.
Es decir, no volverían a permitir que ocupara el lugar protagónico que ha ocupado hasta el momento.
In other words, it wouldn't allow him to be in such a such an important or such a protagonic place in the movement up to this point.
Para la edición que el libro que estamos presentando en Estados Unidos, hay un capítulo extra que se presenta a manera de epílogo.
For this edition that we're presenting here in the United States, there is an additional chapter which comes in as an epilogue.
Y que actualiza el movimiento zapatista en sus últimas iniciativas, en sus más recientes iniciativas nacionales e internacionales.
Which brings the Zapatista movement, which updates the book to the Zapatista's most recent national and international initiatives.
Específicamente las enunciadas en la sexta declaración de la Selva Lacandona que dieron a conocer en el verano del 2005.
Specifically those announced in the sixth declaration of the Lacandon Jungle, which was published in the summer of 2005.
Bueno, y aquí déjame hablar de otro elemento que contiene el libro y que es una selección de la muestra fotográfica más emblemática del movimiento zapatista.
And here I want to talk about another element contained in the book, which is a selection of the most emblematic photographic collection of the Zapatistas.
Decenas de fotógrafos y fotógrafas de todo el mundo ofrecieron su material, sus imágenes, su mirada para este libro que se realiza de manera muy colectiva, enhebrando muchas manos, el esfuerzo de muchas manos.
Dozens of photographers from all over the world donated their efforts, their images, their gaze on the Zapatista movement to the collective effort that made this book possible.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. We're speaking with Gloria Muñoz Ramirez. The book is The Fire and the Word, and it is the history of the Zapatista movement. We don't have a lot of time, but I would like you to ask Gloria Muñoz Ramirez what it is that she learned. What are a couple of things that she learned that were unexpected, that perhaps changed her life, the way she thinks.
Gloria, Dennis, le gustaría preguntarte qué has aprendido, algo que te haya tocado, que haya de alguna manera cambiado tu vida a través de este contacto con el movimiento zapatista.
Caray, una infinidad de cosas. Una de las principales es precisamente no personalizar esta lucha, sino ser parte de un esfuerzo colectivo.
Innumerable number of things have changed in her life because of this contact, one of which was precisely not to personalize the efforts in the struggle, that is, not to concentrate the gaze on one's person in the struggle.
Sharing the power.
Compartir el poder.
Collective.
Colectivo.
¿Cómo?
Compartir el poder colectivo.
Compartir la lucha colectiva.
To share collective struggle, not power.
Well, thank you. There's a lesson for me. What I want to do is I'd like to invite Gloria back. I want to tell people that she's not in the studio because she's heading up north. She's going to be a part of a celebration with La Onda Bajita tonight, so people can tune in or stay tuned to KPFA, and they'll be able to hear more about the Zapatista revolution, more about the fire and the word, and what else is going to go on up there.
And you know, Dennis, people can actually, if you're not here in the Bay Area, people can watch the webcast tonight event. If you go to radiozapatista.org, you will be able to click on a link and view the webcast of this event that will take place from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Our time here.
Well, could you please tell Gloria that we are honored to have her, and I want to tell people that they can come up and meet her. Later on in this broadcast, I'm going to give out the information how people can come and be a part of the event tonight if they're in the Santa Rosa area.
All right, and there are a number of events coming up tomorrow as well in Oakland, and there will be events going on.
What's happening in
throughout
Oakland
California
tomorrow?
Tomorrow there is a show in a gallery in the Galería del Pueblo, Corazón del Pueblo, a show of a part of this photographic exhibit that we've been talking about, and then in the Intertribal Friendship House there will be
what time for
book
each
presentation
thing?
The gallery will be from 2 to 4, I believe. From 7 to midnight, there will be book presentation and concert music from several Zapatista-inspired groups here in the Bay Area. That will be happening tomorrow night. And you can find all the information in the website elfuegoylapalabra.org.
Muchas gracias, Gloria.
Gracias, Gloria, por estar con nosotros.
Al contrario, gracias a ustedes. Y bueno, nos vemos más tarde en Radio Zapatista, claro.
Bueno, muchas gracias, ¿eh? Buenas noches.